Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, oh, rush on me. Spirit of the living God, oh, fresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me with thy spirit, Spirit of the living God, oh, fresh on me, Spirit of the living God, hallelujah. Oh, fresh on me, Spirit of the living God. Oh, fresh on me, melt me. Mold me, fill me, use me with thy spirit, Spirit of the living God, oh, fresh on me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You're a waymaker. You're a waymaker. Hallelujah. Yeah, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep a light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah. You are here, rearranging destiny. I worship you. I worship you. Because you a way maker, hallelujah. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Way maker, way maker, way maker, miracle worker, promise keep a light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, you're the light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, 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 miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, burning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, hallelujah, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You're mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Yeah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah, you a waymaker, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, My God, that is who you are. 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 Hallelujah. You are a way maker. Hallelujah. Rita, are you there?
All right. Father, we come to you this morning with hearts rejoicing in the midst of everything that's going on, Lord. You said that sometimes we have to give you a sacrifice of praise. And, Father, this is one of these times where in the midst of it all, we praise you. In the midst of it all, we glorify you. In the midst of it all, we worship you. Oh, God, we thank you for this special time that we have here on the Master's Call to spend with you. Every Monday through Friday morning on this telecommunications sanctuary. Father, we thank you that there has been no quarantine on the Word of God, and it has been able to, and we have been able to bask in it and to feast on it because of two remarkable women, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord. They didn't even know back in 2010 that we were going to be faced with a time where for some this is the only words they get to hear are this, for some, oh God, but this is the place where they can come and get a word every day. We know we hear the word all the time, but I mean every day. Thank you, Lord, for their obedience. Now I ask that you bless them indeed. Strengthen them, Lord. Provide for all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. God, you know what we each stand in need of. You know all about it, Lord. So wherever the need is, Lord, I pray that you grant it. I pray that you touch it. I pray that you bless them, Lord. I pray that you take all fear and worry away, Lord Jesus. And that you just do whatever needs to be done. Father, we lift up the speaker. And we thank you, Lord, for how you have downloaded a message within our speaker for such a time as this that will give us the strength we need to go forth, that would enrich, enhance, and encourage us as we begin our day. God, I pray for the speaker's family. I pray that you do the exceedingly abundantly above. God, we bind that old Satan in the name of Jesus. He nor his cohorts are plentiful or have any place on this call. This call causes them to be malnutritioned. And we thank you, Lord, while it enriches us and feeds us up, fills us up. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, the name that never, ever loses its power. Amen. We lift up the De Leon family, Lord, and thank you for them and ask that you continue to meet every need and bless them. In your precious name we pray, amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know I love me some you. And again, Minister Rosalind, we praise God for you, and we thank you for opening us up with the songs we sang this morning. You have enriched us this morning. Host, are you there? Host, are you there? Start picture stuff, please. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I come to you. I'm the host. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank you so much for joining us, my TMC family.
Good morning, Minister Willa.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Minister Willa.
Good morning. God bless
you. I will take it from here.
Thank you. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me thank Minister Willa for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, to Minister Rosalind, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for just setting the atmosphere so that we can come into the presence of the Lord. And, again, I say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. This is Prophet Kai, and I am joining you from San Antonio, Texas. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call is all about the Master. And we are so glad that you joined us this morning. And this call, of course, was founded on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer. We end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We are just so excited about what God is doing and how he is doing it that we just want to continue to make sure that we continue to accept what God is doing and what he's called us to in this season. And so we know that we have a website for this call, and that is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And if you're feeling led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Willa has done, and as a host as I am doing, or if you feel like God has called you to join our psalmist in the morning to just set the atmosphere, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, you can give us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle and co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will contact you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday with a team of great and dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. And today is Presidential Tuesday. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our speaker for this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than our very own Prayer General, Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda is a woman after God's own heart. She is an amazing mother of five. She and Freddie have been married forever and a lifetime, and we just praise God that they will continue to walk that out. She is my friend. She is my sister, and I love her to pieces and back. So I'm going to get out of the way and introduce to some and present to others our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Wow. Okay, the check is definitely in the mail, my sister. Good morning. God bless you, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for jumping in, stepping in, as you usually do, ready to serve. For your heartfelt introduction, and I just give God glory for you for being a friend, a sister that's definitely a ram in the bush for us and even for me, because you've helped me in so many ways, and I thank God for you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone, rejoicing in the Lord. And I was waiting on that song. I really was, but oh well, maybe next time. God bless you. I love you, my sister. Thank you for all that you do. And Minister Roslyn, you definitely pulled out one for me. That's one of my worship songs. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That's our God. That's who he is. Thank you so much for ushering us in and before the presence of the Lord.
And I definitely want to take the minute and time to say thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You women are definitely pillars that stands on the rock, and that rock is Jesus. We give God glory for you for standing on that firm foundation. And then we, as the TMC call followers, will stand with you and know that in God all things are possible to them that believe. Thank you for sharing and caring the way you do. I love and appreciate both of you. And thank you for allowing me to share this platform. TMC family, good morning. I love you so much. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, holy, gracious, wonderful Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because it's only in you that I live, I move, and have my being. I come to realize, Father, that this you, oh God, is the air I breathe. And if it wasn't for your precious touch, your divine glory, I know I wouldn't be here. So I say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for taking this vessel and using it to your glory, for your honor, and that your people, we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has to say this morning. Because, Lord God, we know that in this season and in this time, it is so vital that we hear from you. Thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift, because we know it comes from you. Thank you for the power of your resurrection dwelling on the inside of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Again, good morning to all. I won't be before you long. I had asked the Lord, what is it that you want me to share with the people this morning? And I'm one that don't want to just jump to anything and say, grab this, grab that. And I said, Lord, I know you're going to give this message to me early. It didn't happen. Yeah, it was early in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But God is faithful. He is faithful. So I'm going to share with you this message on the power of his resurrection. The power of his resurrection. You know, Philippians 3 and 10, when I read that scripture, and Paul, he was going through quite a bit, but yet it didn't faze him in any way or form or fashion, because in the midst of it, he said, oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Think about that. Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. See, these were words of Paul that triggered my spirit more than I'll ever know. You see, as a newly born, again, believer, and reading this, I wondered at that moment, is this possible to actually know him in the power of his resurrection? I was very much intrigued at the fact that I could have an intimate relationship where he wanted me to belong to him and become a part of the kingdom family. But the idea of knowing him in the power of his resurrection, now, what is that like? And then reading the rest, stating, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. I wasn't so enthused with that ideology. After all, Jesus had a gruesome death. Then I thought, he did it for me. Yes, he did. flesh always wants to save itself from any sufferings of any sort. I know we can all agree to that. We don't like to go through pain. We don't like to go through sufferings. We don't like to go through anything that's ill-feeling. But yet, the Holy Spirit reminded me that the ultimate price had been paid, and the sufferings of this time can't be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, that's what Romans 8 and 18 states, and I have to keep going back to that over and time again to say that the sufferings of this world, this present time, can't be compared to the glory that will be revealed where? In you and in me. And of course, as time passed and the many challenges of life that I was faced with in my lifetime, I can always conclude that God is faithful. Yes, he is. The word of God became more evident, realizing when Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." And as time moves forward, God is constantly reassuring us that whatever these earthen vessels encounter, whether it's suffering of any sort, physically, mentally, or spiritually, Jesus has conquered it all. Therefore, our suffering is truly a light thing in the midst of our spiritual walk. What a joy to know from 1 Corinthians 6:14 that God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Oh, that resurrection power. There's nothing like it. I tell you, it's something to shout about. Yes, it is. It's something to dance about. It's something to say hallelujah to his name about. Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. This is the season to let others know that they too can be a part of that resurrection and have the resurrection of life, because there is another resurrection, and it's of condemnation, according to John 5:29. They don't want to be a part of that. We got to let them realize that Jesus has this powerful resurrection lifestyle that we can be a part of. You know, the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection and was out to kill anybody who proclaimed it. In this day and season, we must be committed to our Lord and Savior, knowing that we are not afraid of death, because we too will rise again. Oh, yes, we will. You know, after the Damascus Road experience, Paul became a holy walker and a heavenly runner because of what he saw in Christ Jesus. As we study and meditate on the Word of God, the less we value our own righteousness, and in all seriousness, we have no righteousness, okay? But I mean, because of a lack of a better word, when we try to value the things that we think are right and seek even the more after his righteousness and his holiness, then we'll become a part of that resurrection power. Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. What do we actually find in the power of his resurrection? True peace in the midst of a storm. While others are panicking during trying times, we learn to seek the face of God with the assurance that he'll never leave us or forsake us. When it seems like a brick wall is before us, when we're in a tight situation, the Holy Spirit is there to remind us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the Lord, knowing that our labor, our temporary suffering is not in vain. We learn to count everything as joy with this resurrection power, because the joy of the Lord is truly our strength. We find ourselves able to endure more than what our feeble minds can comprehend, and work in ministry in the process. Yes, we are. Whether we know it or not, when we're going through, we're actually working ministry in that process. Therefore, it goes without saying that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We also learn to seek him in everything that is happening around us, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. When we get that in our spirit, man, all of this belongs to him. It belongs to our Father. It belongs to our brother, Jesus Christ. And we already have the victory. So why are we panicking? Why are we worrying about what we have to eat or what we have to drink? Don't worry about that. And you know what? I think Minister Kai reminded us yesterday, get ready for that new normal. It's not going to be the same way. But you know what? Through it all, when we're in Christ Jesus, he already told us, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Oh, that I might know him in the power of his resurrection. Yes, we learn to count everything as joy with this resurrection power. Yes, we do. So with this same resurrection power, whatever we bind on earth, we'll bind it in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, he said he'll loose it in heaven. Yes, he will. Therefore, we must be careful what we speak within our environment, over our lives, over our children's lives, over other lives. Jesus allowed his believers to walk in the liberty, whereby he made us all free, so we don't have to be entangled again with that yoke of bondage. That's being in his resurrection power. Let's declare the sick healed. This is what a part of that resurrection power consists of. Disarrayed marriages, we call them restored. Confused children, we call them having the minds of Christ. See, this power is divine. This power is sovereign. This power is amazing. It causes you to live, to love your enemies and bless and pray for those who despitefully use you. It causes me and you to wait on the Lord and not go ahead of him, because we realize that he is the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Yes, our God, that is who he is. It causes us to come to the realization that all is well, even though it doesn't look like it. See, listen, Paul desired an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus, such as we should, to such a degree that we should feel his power at every point and know the effect of all that he formed out in his life, in his death, and in his resurrection. He knew that Jesus died, he was buried, and that he rose with all power, and his longing was to rise with him in the newness of life, as we should always also. Yes, he even remembered that his Lord, our Savior, had ascended up on high, and he rejoiced to say he has called us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, when you talk about being in that heavenly place, in that heavenly realm. See, this is when we are part of the kingdom. We are part of that spiritual realm to say that though they slay me, yet will I trust him. You see, you get into that realm to say all is well in Christ Jesus. I can go on, but I know my time is short and I got to wrap this thing up. Yes, oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. We can recall in John 2:19, when Jesus said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. He also said concerning his life, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. It made the leaders furious. Yes, it did. Therefore, he died on that cross, and his sacred body was embalmed in spices and wrapped with linen. That spirit of his, which had traveled through the underlands and upwards to the eternal glory. Yes, he did, because he snatched the keys. He took death. He took that sting, and he said, I got the victory. I got the keys. Yes, The devil has nothing anymore because I took it back from him. And this, when we realize that resurrection power is flowing. He went to that cross. He was buried. But yet, we can say, hallelujah, Christ is risen. He was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father. Paul brought it to our attention in 1 Corinthians 15. And you can look at it at verse 55 and 56. He said, death, where is your sting? He saw this thing. He knew that, oh, Lord, we got this thing. We got the victory. Grave, where is your victory? Who is afraid to die? This, it reminds me of back when David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? This is what we say about the enemy. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's trying to take the righteousness of God and then try to infiltrate our minds and our spirits to say that we are not victorious? The devil is a liar. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We, my TMC family, we have the same resurrection power dwelling within us, and we can always rejoice in every situation because our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, our more than conqueror, hallelujah, has already conquered sin and death. He's given us the victory in his name. And in this season and during this unusual time, we can bless the Lord at all times. Yes, we can. Oh, that I may know him. Oh, that I may continue to know him. Oh, that I may continue to seek him. Oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to his name. Glory to God. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that on-time and powerful word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. First, let us go back to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the amazing woman of God who just poured out to us, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you increase her, pour back into her, fill her up to overflow, O Heavenly Father. Touch everything concerning her, O Heavenly Father, because we know that you will do the exceeding and the abundant in Minister Brenda's life according to the power that worketh in her. So, Father, we thank you right now and we praise you, and we come before you to pray for our prayer requests. We pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We pray for Mother Josie. We pray for every family touched by the coronavirus, Lord. You know what they are in need of. We ask you right now to visit the hospitals, O Lord, the sick and the shut in, Father. We ask you to go by there right now, Father, and be all that they need. Father, you know every sickness, every disease must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we speak life into those situations, O Heavenly Father. We pray for the Des de Leon family, O God, that you continue to lead and guide them as they lead artists' life through this time, that your products continue to be effective, O Heavenly Father, that they continue to build the immune systems of all those who are taking them. Lord, we thank you right now because we know that you are working it out for our good and your glory, O God. Father, we know that this virus did not catch you off guard, and we thank you that you are touching the lives of those on this call, O Heavenly Father, that you are touching their families, that you are keeping them from all hurt, harm, and danger, and we just thank you. We pray for Robin's father, Father. We know that you are working it out, O Lord. Give her peace through this situation, through this time where we're social distancing, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, I'm sure you're going to want to hear the playback of this call, and that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call where Apostle Edith will be hosting this morning, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-6000. 617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617 and just bombarding the heavens as we came together. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, to our amazing and dynamic prayer general for that right now on time word. We are so thankful for you, our Mississippi Queen. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. On this Take It to God Tuesday, we must realize that we will know him on a daily basis and the power of his resurrection. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Yes, that resurrection power, both now and forever and ever. Hallelujah and amen. Have a wonderful and awesome day. We love you. Good day.